I'm very sad today to report that Gonzalo Lira has died in a Ukraine prison. And this is a tribute to Gonzalo. And I believe that Gonzalo would not want any of us to pull punches in our tribute or whatever comments we might have about his passing. But let me first lay out the facts, and then I'll give you my analysis. Gonzalo Lira lived in Ukraine. He was very critical of the Ukraine regime and Zelensky in particular. He was arrested, charged with the crime of free speech, because the Zelensky regime, which doesn't stand for any freedom at all, really, it's an authoritarian regime funded and propped up by the United States government. They didn't like what Gonzalo had to say. And so I think a couple of different times they arrested him, kidnapped him in essence. And one time, the most recent time, he said that he was tortured, not by the government itself, but by other prisoners in the prison system. And he was let go on bail to face his court date. And he said in one of his last messages, when he was on his motorcycle fleeing to try to get to the border of Hungary to escape Ukraine, he said that if he was arrested, he thought that he would die in a Ukrainian prison. And sadly, that's exactly what has happened, because the Ukraine government intercepted him at the border crossing, as I understand it. They threw him in prison. And there, it's clear that he was subjected to incredible mistreatment, lack of medical care. It is said that he suffered pneumonia, and he died. And he died, I think, at age 55. Gonzalo Lira was, of course, a fiercely independent-minded journalist or analyst, critic of the Zelensky regime. And whether you agreed or disagreed with his messages, it was refreshing to hear his point of view. I interviewed Gonzalo a couple of times, and the last time he told me, and I don't remember if this was on air or off air, but he told me that he was working on a series of books. I think this was off air, and that when these books were published, it would make him enemy number one, or public enemy number one, to every authoritarian regime in the world. And I got the impression from Gonzalo that he felt that what he was working on would really make an impact, that his books would send shockwaves through the establishment and would really call into question these authoritarian regimes, which are very much characterized by now Ukraine and the United States of America, the United Kingdom, Canada, and so on. I mean, we are living under a police state, an authoritarian, anti-free speech police state, and Gonzalo's only real crime was speaking his mind in a way that the government did not like. And we've seen over the last few years, even during COVID, but especially involving Ukraine and Russia and now Israel, what we've seen is you're only allowed to have one opinion, and it's the government's opinion. No dissenting opinions are allowed, and the government will conspire actively with tech platforms to silence or deplatform people that post content contradictory to the government's own narratives. And of course, the government's narratives are outright lies. So in other words, if you tell the truth about anything the government cares about, you will be silenced. But if you lie for the government, if you promote the government's propaganda, oh, then you'll be allowed to speak. But that window of allowable speech, the so-called Overton window, gets smaller and smaller and smaller with every passing week. Soon you won't be able to say anything at all other than the official Orwellian propaganda that's put out that day by the government, which, by the way, might contradict what the government said a week earlier, but you have to go with the contradiction, you know, Ministry of Truth. They're constantly rewriting history to match the current narrative lies of the regime. And you have to go along with them, or you will be called a stochastic terrorist, an insurrectionist. The World Economic Forum, the WEF, has just announced that free speech is the greatest threat to humankind. Not nuclear weapons or insane sociopathic leaders like Netanyahu, for example, or rigged elections like we've experienced in the United States, or money printing that impoverishes people all over the world. No, those aren't the greatest threats. They say free speech is the greatest threat. And Gonzalo Lira was a champion of free speech. And that is why they killed him. And I do say that deliberately. I believe that Gonzalo Lira was, in effect, murdered by both the United States and Ukraine. Gonzalo was a U.S. citizen. The U.S. State Department did nothing to protect their own citizen from being tortured and ultimately killed or denied medical care, causing his death in a Ukraine prison. Where was the State Department? Where was Anthony Blinken? Oh, well, I guess he was at a woke convention or something because he doesn't care about Americans that criticize the U.S. State Department. He only cares about woke Americans somewhere. You know, oh, we can get a woke transgender basketball player out of a prison in Russia, but you can't save Gonzalo Lira because you don't like what he ever said. The United States let its own citizen die in a Ukrainian prison when the U.S. State Department could have made one phone call or sent one urgent request to say, give us Gonzalo. Extradite Gonzalo. We'll take him back to the U.S. We'll get him out of your hair, Ukraine. Give us Gonzalo. And Ukraine would have done that because Ukraine, of course, has received $115 billion from the United States and counting. The U.S. is funding Ukraine's entire government and Ukraine's pensions and Ukraine's first responders and medical workers and law enforcement. Basically, the entire government of the whole nation of Ukraine is funded and propped up by the United States taxpayer at this point. And are you telling me that we, the United States of America, couldn't demand, give us our American back? Of course we could have, but there was no willingness on the part of Anthony Blinken or Victoria Nuland or Joe Biden, no willingness to save an American and to demonstrate that we care about the First Amendment and the freedom to speak, even if we don't like what you have to say, which is the government's position. Now, keep in mind, the United States government, at least the Biden regime, will let you rot and die in a prison, even if you're an American. The Democrats and the Biden regime will not defend your civil liberties. They will not defend your life. They will not protect you. Even as you hold the American passport, the most expensive passport in the world, because you are taxed on your worldwide income. You have to pay taxes no matter where you are in the world, but you get no protection, even among U.S. allies. Imagine that. What does it mean to be an American today? Well, sure doesn't mean you're going to get any protection whatsoever from the U.S. government, a government that doesn't even believe in the First Amendment or the Second Amendment or the Fourth or the Fifth or Tenth or practically any amendment except when they want to weaponize the 14th Amendment against Trump. America is an authoritarian regime run by tyrants and sociopaths. And then Zelensky doubles that in Ukraine. Zelensky is an insane cocaine addict psychopath who has delusional fantasies on his little imaginary, battlefield, maybe little figurines on his table, like, we're going to win. Send this division over here. It's like delusions like Adolf Hitler, who thought he had all these armies, they'd already been destroyed. And how is it that we are supporting this lunatic? Oh, we know the answer. Because the Democrats want to punish Russia. They wanted to use Ukraine to hurt Russia. and they did not care how many Ukrainians died in that process. Well, apparently they also don't care how many Americans die. Even Americans who aren't soldiers. American journalists. They won't even protect American journalists. Imagine. It needs to be pointed out also that almost everything Gonzalo Lira said that he was imprisoned for has turned out to be true. Gonzalo warned early on that Ukraine couldn't beat Russia. He said Russia was winning. Russia had a superior military, superior weapons technology, and that Ukraine wasn't going to be able to sustain the casualties they were experiencing. I mean, Gonzalo was one of the first to really analyze this, and for the most part, he was accurate, not perfect, but he really nailed it. And he was saying this at a time when it was not allowed to say such things. But today, of course, it's being acknowledged in corporate media that, well, Ukraine is not going to be able to win this. So I think the entire corporate media, the United States of America, and Ukraine owes Gonzalo Lira a major public apology. He was right. And for being right, he paid for it with his life, because the two countries, Ukraine and the United States of America, are evil, tyrannical regimes that don't give a crap about human life, not even the lives of their own people. Isn't it amazing how when you're right, but you're 2 or 3 years ahead of the establishment, you're considered a heretic, or even a criminal in this case, as Gonzalo was arrested for his speech. And then when it all becomes obvious that Ukraine cannot win this war against Russia, that the West is out of munitions, then there are no retractions, no apologies. The corporate media and the government propagandists, they just move on to the next lie, hoping everybody will have forgotten their previous lies. I've experienced the same thing myself. So many times, something that I've said would come true 2 years later, even 3 years later, 5 years, sometimes 10 years later. And then the corporate media eventually covers it. And the first time I talked about depopulation, you know, that seemed like a fringe idea. Now, the globalists openly talk about it. Oh, we've got to reduce human populations. Too many people. Or the first time I talked about they're attacking the farms, folks. They're going after the food supply. They're like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then, you know, 2 years later, we have to shut down all the farms in Europe in order to stop climate change. You know, it's like, I thought you said that was a conspiracy theory. Now it's your policy. Amazing how that works. So the upshot is that Gonzalo Lira will be proven more and more correct the more time passes after his death. Shocking, right? And of course, the nations that incarcerated him will be proven to be more and more fraudulent liars, as if they weren't already completely discredited. You know, look, the U.S. State Department has zero credibility. The United States of America as a nation, in the context of the world stage, has zero credibility. Everybody knows America lies. Now look at the Minsk agreements with Russia involving Europe and NATO. I mean, every treaty the U.S. signs is a lie. Every news item from the U.S. State Department is a lie. You know, like just the other day, when Iran sees a vessel, you know, an oil tanker vessel that the U.S. had seized from Iran, I don't know, what was it, like a year ago or something like that? Well, so the U.S. stole the ship from Iran as part of its sanctions enforcement. And then the U.S. changed the ship's name to, I think, St. Christopher or St. Nicholas or something, and then put a U.S. flag on it and just said, hey, this is our ship now. And then Iran raids the ship, takes it back, and the U.S. State Department and the U.S. media reports that Iran has stolen a ship from America. No. Iran took back a ship that was stolen by America from Iran. But you never see that in the Western press, because it's nothing but lies. And Gonzalo understood that. And he openly spoke about that. And that is why he was persecuted. Bottom line, you know you're living under tyranny when no dissent is allowed. The tyrants are so fragile. Their ideas are so subject to being taken down by just everyday citizens that they can't allow anyone to ask basic questions like, why do you think men can get pregnant again? You're not even allowed to ask the question. You just have to accept the fact-checked fact that, of course, men can get pregnant, even though it's all bullshit. Well, in any case, Gonzalo Lira will be dearly missed. His voice, his intellect, his analysis, and his baseball cap that he always had in his videos. And his passing is a clear reminder that none of us are safe when we live under tyranny. Because if we dare speak the words that the establishment doesn't want to hear, and there's no way for us to know what those are in advance, then any of us can be murdered, or arrested, imprisoned, neglected, effectively killed, just like Gonzalo Lira. And being an American, having an American passport, gives you no protection whatsoever. Your own government has abandoned you. And even worse, they're probably at war with most of the American people. And that's why we're being invaded right now by, of course, foreign migrants, illegals, by the millions. Because remember, what Ukraine did to Gonzalo Lira, the Democrats at the Biden regime want to do against you and I. And they would, if they could get away with it. So stay strong, stay informed, spread the word. Do what you can to speak out, to expose corruption, to use peaceful means to take your country back. And thank you for listening. May Gonzalo rest in peace, and may the tyrants of the world be removed from power and prosecuted for their crimes against all of us. I'm Mike Adams, Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.